Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
216-474-0092. That coming up at 8 o'clock. Hey, real quick, we had Todd Derry on yesterday. Before we get back to the people on Shador and whether or not the media hates him, we had Todd Derry on yesterday, 2 days ago. Do you believe right now that Stephen Kwan is a candidate for extension or re-signing or a new contract anything?
Is this something that just gets kicked down the road? I think they've been trying to talk to his people for the better part of a year and a half, trying to get him extended.
Because he goes back, like Todd brought up, and you can hear that at 92.3thefan.com, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast, which you can also hear on the free Odyssey app, is he brought up, you know, Tanner Bibee, and there's been other guys who have signed for the security. I mean, Miles Straw, hey, I could sit here and rip Miles Straw for not being able to hit the broadside of the barn, and the only thing that people liked about Miles Straw and the reason he got as much time as he did is because he cussed out a bunch of Yankees fans, but he wasn't that great of a major league ball player. He signed, what was it, 5 years, $25 million? I mean, that you can't, I can't rip him for that. Can't rip him for taking money. Not going to do that. And for Stephen Kwan, you're 27 years old. What is your earnings potential? Because we know that he cares about this sort of thing. We know that he's written it down in the journal and the pictures and all that stuff. What is really your earning potential in Major League Baseball these days? You're not going to be a home run hitter. You're a great table setter. You're an above 300 hitter most of the time. I know he's slumping as of late. I think that there's probably a couple of injuries there that people don't want to talk to us about, and you know it's the Kremlin over there when it comes to injuries, so they ain't going to tell you. What exactly, and I don't have a for sure answer on this. What exactly is market value? You know, if the Guardians were offering,
I mean, I've seen north of 30 million a year.
A 30 a year?
Yeah.
If the Guardians were offering somewhere at 2 years at $30 million, could they pay you 15 a year? Could you do two at 20? Could you do something like that? But I don't think the Guardians would ever do that. It just turns into arbitration. And so for Stephen Kwan, like I have to respect his frustration there. I mean, to have 6 years of your Major League Baseball career held down, and that's everybody, by the same franchise where you might be a guy who blossoms early. You might be a guy who is able to do very, very well at the beginning of their career or the earlier years of their career. You know, that's really tough. So, like, again, you look at a guy like Tanner Bibee. Could Tanner Bibee have earned more? I'm not sure. You know, he's not necessarily in his prime yet. I know this year's been up and down for Tanner. I know that once we get to the seventh inning, there's been some problems there for him in 2025. But I still have a lot of hope for Tanner Bibee. You would hope that he exceeds his contract. But Tanner Bibee, I think, is pretty comfortable with the money he's making. For Stephen Kwan, so far, Stephen Kwan has exceeded his contract. He has. So if you're talking,
and he's
30,
done it at a bargain.
If you're talking at $30 million a year for a table setter, not a bopper,
then
he's out of our market. He's out of our price range, and this will go to arbitration.
I hate to say it. I've always assumed he was out of our market. The fact that they hadn't got a deal done, every day that there is not an announcement of a deal done, I think it has me, the way my mind operates, and I think a lot of fans, unfortunately, who are going to be a little skeptical that they would ever be able to sign him. You know, is Lightning going to possibly strike twice like it did for Jose Ramirez, where you get a home team discount? I'm not expecting it in this case, especially from somebody who talks so much about his West Coast life. So I've always assumed that it was just a matter of time before, you know, we figure out that he's not only out of our price range, that we have to start to think about how much team control do we have. Mm-hmm. He's on the books this year, next year, and then, you know, that final year of team control. And what happens when you got 1 year left of team control? You normally move a guy like that. Although you get less in a trade when there's only 1 year left as opposed to 2 years left.
But because he has a couple of more years left on the, you know, for arbitration every year, I wonder if that does, and I know they've talked about it in the afternoon a little bit, does that make him untouchable? Because if you move on from him and you get the prospects, then what does Jose Ramirez really have around him that he can trust? You right now, you have Steven Kwan at the top of that order. You have Jose at third. Everybody else, it's a question mark. I mean, Lane Thomas can't stay healthy. You're hoping Kyle Manzardo can become a bopper for you, but that's a hope. That's not really an expectation. Chase DeLauder, they won't bring him up yet, even though it looks like he's just bored with the minor leagues right now. Hopefully he stays healthy before we have to talk about him being injured again. You're still a ways from Bezzano. We don't know how Bezzano's going to... I mean, we're talking about pups. I mean, who really can you trust in that order? So if you went away from Steven Kwan when you still had time left, I go, well, what are we really doing here? Because then that goes back to that huge knockdown dragout we were having with a very small segment of the audience out there about Jose Ramirez. Because, you know, if you're Jose Ramirez, you're looking around, you're going, hey, I'm 32. What the hell are you doing around me here in this lineup? Because Jose's the guy who can press and somehow have an on-base streak that's unbelievable and a 21-game hitting streak that's unbelievable in today's baseball and be still that type of player that we've been known to love him for over the last 5-6 seasons, for crying out loud. He had a slump at the beginning of his career, but it's probably been even longer than that. So when I'm looking at Jose, I think that when we're talking about doing right by him, I'm not telling you to go out and go after Juan Soto's of the world and all those guys and having to sign a Max Fried or anything like that. I'm saying, hey, Steven Kwan, maybe that's not time to go. Maybe you're not going to get the very best haul in return. Maybe he should be untouchable for this year's Guardians group. Maybe he should be. 216-474-0092. Do you think the media is against Shedeur Sanders? Because a story like this, let's call it what it is. In the grand scheme of things, speeding, don't speed. But in the grand scheme of things, is this a big deal? Mm-mm. There were plenty of people saying that this isn't a big deal. So it's tailor-made for those who want to go at, why are you guys making it a big deal? Why are you guys always against Shedeur? Why does the media hate Shedeur Sanders? People become very defensive of Shedeur Sanders. And I'm willing to say that I think that there was definitely Jonathan who led the way who wanted Shedeur Sanders. I like Shedeur Sanders. Been down that road many times. I don't think that you were against him. Were you against him? Want to take him at all? You were not against him at all.
No.
Taking him or anything like that.
Every discussion we had is I just want to see where there was a fair accounting of what kind of a prospect he actually was, because it seemed like we couldn't get anybody to be honest about it.
It was a giant mystery. Even those who were critical of him, I think that he doesn't have people that hate him, quote-unquote, in the media and want him to fail. I think that there's just people who've been doubters. Doubters of how good he really is. Maybe they didn't watch a lot of Colorado. Maybe they did watch a lot of Colorado and they go, you know, he's got these traits, but he doesn't have that. And even in their effort to be fair in their criticism, it's been taken to an extreme about Shedeur Sanders. Because I'm willing to tell you guys, covering the guy, and we've had Baker before, we had Johnny before, we've had stars play the position before at a young age. If I can just pull back the curtain for a second, for everybody involved, Cleveland media, national media, it's best for business. It's best for business. Shedeur Sanders, it is in our best interest, I shouldn't say this, in business of entertainment, it's in our best interest that he does well. That there is something there that he does and is able to attain some level of success and not just go down the drain and just we're getting ready for the draft again. Because that's something that we've done a million times over. That becomes old hat. He's new. He's exciting. He's a guy that is definitely a star. He could be a bigger star, but he's definitely a star. And he's a guy that can get some people around him, get young people around him, get young people to buy into the Browns. And if he's good, get older people, guys who are our age and older, get guys to believe in the Browns again. Because there's a very strong cynicism about them as well. It's just best for business. They click on Shador Sanders stories. They follow Shador Sanders stories, no matter what. And the people who really hate him at the bar, the people who may not like him, they don't want the quote-unquote circus around him. They're still paying attention to every move he makes. So the better he does, okay, you bring those people along with you. And then they become defensive of him against other quarterbacks in the NFL. For him to be a failure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Is against what you're trying to do in entertainment. So I don't know why any media member, and I don't think any media member to a person should, be rooting for his demise.
Well, not to mention, if he got cut tomorrow, there goes a bunch of stories that you can write, a bunch of content, and what you're covering: Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel. I mean, who the hell's signing up for that boredom?
To be brutally honest, and to pull back curtains again, if they didn't take Shador Sanders in that fifth round, we are already getting ready for 2026
in that
draft.
Yeah, that's what the whole season's about.
You know damn well. I mean, we would say, I'll give Dylan Gabriel his chance and whatever, Kenny Pickett, whatever chance you really want to give him. But you know damn well that we'd be sitting here, all right, you know, Drew Aller, if he has a good game against Ohio State in November, you know, that's going to be a really big one. And, you know, Garrett Nussmeier, now I know I like Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, we've been sitting there going over this right now, over those guys. But I got a guy who fell to the fifth round, a guy who definitely has some talent. Yeah. And if he's good from a football fan standpoint, just showing my heart here, I get to use two first-round picks maybe on something else to maybe put around that guy if he's good enough. And if he doesn't, hey, it's house money, that's it.
Build a normal roster, yeah.
Yes, I have interest in this. I have fun in this. In an otherwise season where if it weren't for Shador Sanders, you're still a 7-win or lower team. And that's me being optimistic about it. So it was either take a guy and or not take a guy and maybe have 7 wins, but probably not, and get ready for 2026, or have some glimmer of, hey, let's see what we got here with this young guy. This guy's a star. Let's see if people are really interested in him or not. I'm telling you from a media perspective, as a person who has to straddle the fence on these things between the fans and the media, if there's actually any media person that's actually rooting against him, then they're dumb. They're stupid. 216-474-0092. I'll get to you guys coming up on this. And a wild argument between us and a Pittsburgh host left fans with a bizarre opinion on Myles Garrett and TJ Watt. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.